Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I cannot believe we officially found the line for Rudy. The point of which he will not cross. He'll do a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But he will not bury his face into Crisco's shoe.
Nobody should.
No.
I can't believe that's the line.
That's the line for him. He's like, I don't care, man. I don't care. I don't care if I'm out of TP. I will never put my face in Rudy or in Crisco's shoe. I don't know why he got a Jersey accent all of a sudden.
I don't either.
He won't do it. I mean, Dez did it this morning for toilet paper because she's down to her last roll. And it was, Crisco's Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, God.
Yep. And step one was you eating a steak-em sandwich with cheese and apparently being able to Rain Man the type of bread I put on there. By calling it cottage white.
I know my breads.
Second was brutal honesty. And that was some brutal honesty.
Which is interesting because we can recap. She said that
Debbie
is a much better cook than her own mother.
No,
which we thought that was shocking.
I said a tiny bit, and it's because I eat her
Let's turn her off here real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and turn her off. And then
apparently,
on top of that.
Debbie's cooking is outstanding. She said, my mom's cooking sucks, which was shocking.
Yes.
I mean, to say that about your own mother, Crisco.
I mean, to say that I was wrong and fooled for so many years of terrible cooking.
And then she said about her own husband that she can barely look at him because he gives himself his own haircut. She finds him to be so unattractive.
And she was asking over and over again about shrinkage at such a young age. And I said, just give me one thing, Dez.
Oh, my God.
And she's questioning her own marriage. I mean, it was brutal honesty like we've never heard from Dez.
And then I smelled his feet.
And then I pulled out my shoe, and boy, did she jump all over that. She was like, you know what? Give that thing to me. I love that Rudy, the person who has more master lock locks in his house locking things up, wouldn't sniff a shoe.
I mean, I don't think I would have sniffed other shoes I've seen you wear because I have smelled them from afar. But this was a newer shoe. I know it was newer, and it wasn't all smushed in yet.
Yeah. I didn't know you smelled my shoes from afar.
I did one time.
Oh, so the Remember? One pair. Don't make it sound like I have 58 pairs of stinky shoes.
It was a one pair that I think got wet a few times.
Yeah,
and
they were ripe.
Yeah, they were gross. It was last winter. Anyways. Yeah. My nose, I can still smell it. I really can. I mean, that sandwich thing is way grosser than his feet. I can tell you that. My stomach does not feel well.
I'll tell you this, though. She did not social distance herself from the Lysol wipes in that Studio D. She was sniffing them afterwards.
Yeah, it's like my palate cleanser. It's like after
Dez.
Oh, God. That
you know, wipes. You didn't have to do any of it. He would have given you four rolls anyway.
Now that you did them, I think it's safe to tell you I didn't have any reason to not give them to you.
I did it for my family.
Well, you didn't have to.
You didn't have to.
Well, we were going to just give them to you anyway. I mean, how mean would that be, not giving you four rolls of toilet paper when you're running out?
A heads up would have been nice on that one.
Well, no, that's
quick
what...
heads up, like, oh, hey, maybe you do one or two of them, but you don't have to smell his feet.
Here's the thing. You are such a procrastinator.
Yeah.
And you wait for the last second. So to punish you for your lack of care for your family, we put you through the ringer.
Oh, God. I'm not going to be the same.
Sorry.
But I got four rolls of toilet paper. So I'm proud of myself. I supported my family. I haven't heard from my husband. He probably wants to vomit about everything I did.
I bet he does.
I will not tell you which one I dropped in the toilet, though.
Not. They all look good. It's good toilet paper, too. Thank you. I don't even know why I'm thanking you, but
you're yes, welcome. Thank you.
Well, it's better than Vaughn's situation. He can't find any in Hawaii. Everything is gone. He goes to the store multiple times, and he has a supply. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to be, you know, on top of it because he doesn't want to get into your situation. He gets very anxious, and I said, "Well, you have the, you know, in your apartment building, you have that little pool area where there's a bathroom. Just go down there.
Yeah, use that.
Use that bathroom." He has an issue doing it in Palm Blanc.
It's tough.
Well, when it comes down to it, my friend, and there's no more tissue up in your room, you'll find you have a great bit of courage.
Yeah. I said, well, go really early in the morning or go late at night then. He's like, I can't go on demand. I'm not a dog.
Well, maybe he could go down and just take a little chunk of toilet paper up with him.
Well, there are cameras.
Oh, dang it. So you really got to do it in there.
Well, he needs to just find some. I go, honey, I will ship you some. I have plenty. So if you need me to send you some, it can't be that expensive. But how dumb is this? This is what it's come to. I have to put toilet paper in a box and send it 4,000 miles.
I have to be able to make Des do anything I want, and she gets four rolls for me.
Wait a second. So, Ryan, this whole time you've had some you could have given me, and you wouldn't have made me smell your disgusting feet, because they are probably not as disgusting as Christmas.
Oh, okay. Let's also rip the Band-Aid off of that. I wasn't alone when I came up with these games, Des.
He was with his mom.
No. If my mom was a 6'4" devil with glasses, then yes, I was with him.
Rizzy.
Oh, these are tamed down things compared to what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, I should do the Ask You Any Brutal Honesty with the real questions I had.
Oh, nope. No. So somebody texted in an idea for us, for Vaughn. Can KS95 people come up with a daily something to lift his spirits?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, how sweet is that? Maybe like a daily joke or a daily, you know, recipe. I don't know if the recipe that I just made that one off the top of my head.
And a lot of people would go, oh, he's trapped in Hawaii and he can't come home. Oh, it must be tough. No, it's no joke. It's awful there right now.
Well, he's stuck on an island.
He literally cannot leave. The flight between Honolulu and Minneapolis has been shut down until June. His work has been really slow because of the pandemic. They're trying to get this new hospital that he's building, getting it open. Mm-hmm. Well, that's been then slowed down a lot. You can't go out anywhere. Stores are out of everything. People are in panic mode there. There's a million people on that rock, and they're buying everything up because everyone thinks they're going to run out.
And everyone's freaking out.
That, and the weather has been brutal. The wind, oh my gosh, they've had wind blowing like crazy. The rain is nonstop. You can't go out anywhere. Every park is closed. The beaches are closed. The hiking trails are closed. You can't do a freaking thing. He's stuck in an apartment. So it's not fun.
I mean, truly think about that. Hawaii is everybody's paradise. Everybody mm-hmm. loves the thought of it. Everybody thinks it's great. Well, you don't think about it in the winter time of their situation.
Yeah.
And you don't think of being in Hawaii locked inside.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy. Even if it was gorgeous outside, you can't go anywhere.
No.
And he's without you.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it way worse.
Well, I mean, that's added too, but we kind of all assumed that. Forgot about Ryan and them being apart.
I just didn't bring it up. It just makes it even harder.
No, that's great. Did you want to just pour more salt in that wound that we didn't know?
Thanks a lot.
It's not thanks a lot. I care about you guys.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I just love that after all the message we have, and you're like, and don't forget you're super alone too.
Don't forget.
Don't forget you're super duper alone, Des. Or Ryan, Rizzy. Rizzy, my Nizzy. You're super dupes alone. You have nobody. Just when you think about it, when you go home to your apartment of one with no dogs, think about it right here and there. You've got Vaughn, who's all the way on that rock. He's by himself with his two puppy dogs. And you guys are never going to be together again. I mean, forget all the no TP stuff. What about no Rizzy? I couldn't imagine if I didn't have my Rizzy in my life. Oh my God. I just didn't know if you remembered, Ryan, every single day that you think about not having your husband here.
Because I have my T-bone at home.
And I've always got my T-bone. That's my favorite cut of meat.
And I get it on the regular. You get nothing.
Like, think about it. It's been since October since you've seen your love. I mean, a couple vacations here and there, but that's just a little slice of the life. I mean, I can't even tell you if my normal poundings went away. What I do? I mean, what would a world be like if I didn't have my Quarren bonies? What would that be like?
Quarren boners?
T-boners. It's his Quarren boners.
Quarren T-boners.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the guy on Smokey and the Bandit. Quarren T-boner.
Quarren T-boner.
Wasn't it Cletus T. Justice?
Oh, yep. God. Well, if there's anything else sad in Ryan's life you'd like to bring up, Des.
Yeah, go ahead, Des. What else do you want to point out?
Nothing. Your life is delightful.
Yeah, no, it sounds that way.
You ordered a new desk.
I did. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a highlight of the weekend.
It was definitely a highlight.
And you have your show that you really like.
Okay, we're moving on.
And you're really cute.
Oh, boy. Apparently, Des is losing it, and she almost peed her pants before 6 o'clock this morning. I'm down the hall, so I can't see anything that's going on down there with you two. What happened?
So I was telling Des over the weekend, we got some to-go pizza. And I said, Des, I am going to say two words to you, and you are going to know exactly the pizza that I had, the place.
He never said pizza. He said a place that we love.
I said a place we love. I'm going to give you two words.
I'm like, ooh, I can't wait. Okay, go.
Those two words are Southern gentlemen. And she just sits here, Ryan. She goes, uh-huh. No, the two words are Southern gentlemen. I'll say them to you again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what you're talking about?
Okay, I guess mac and cheese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentleman with mac and cheese. Yeah. Is still not ringing a bell.
She starts tipping an imaginary hat. She starts going, like, are you like a little Southern gentleman? Are you just walking around with a little hat this weekend?
Good day.
And she's gone off. Yeah, I'm listening. Southern gentleman, go ahead.
More clues, please.
I'm like, it's a restaurant. It's famous for, you've talked about this thing 88 million times when you were in middays. Over and over again. We're going, and now she's gone into a full-on laugh track of Crisco the Southern Gentleman. And apparently mac and cheese.
Wow. Yeah. What happened to you this weekend? Did you drink your brain away? What happened to you?
You would think.
Dez, I don't know what's going on with you today.
Do you know what he's talking about with Southern Gentleman and mac and cheese?
Well, clearly he's saying that he went to the restaurant.
But I don't know a restaurant.
But that's the thing. She does. She's just eaten so much between the last time she's gone there and the current time. So then I say, okay, well, it's pizza. She goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a Southern gentleman waiting for you at this pizza restaurant that you went to and you're eating mac and cheese.
Who's the gentleman? Who is he? Where is he? It's Mesa Pizza, Ryan. It's Mesa Pizza. It's over by the station. They used to have a Mesa Pizza over here, and they would order it all the time.
They had the mac and cheese pizza. I've had that before. That's good.
Yes, and that was all she'd ever talk about. Me and my friend Julie, we went and we'd get three slices of pizza because they were so big, and I'd get a mac and cheese, and she'd get a mac and cheese, and then sometimes we'd split a different one in the middle, like some sort of basil sitch, and then we'd go ahead and we'd have a Southern gentleman once in a while, and it was so good. And then she goes, oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that.
I was literally laughing so hard. I was like, it's only 5:39 and I'm about to pee my pants.
Wow. I love, like, I want to go to an escape room with you, but have a key to get out because I know we're never going to get out as a team.
Oh, yeah, I'm not good at
like,
that.
I just want to hear Dez going, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I got that.
Well, you also had to explain what Winnie the Poohing actually is.
And Donald Ducking.
What did you think? When Crisco said he was going to go home and Donald Duck himself, what did you think he meant?
I just thought he was into some weird stuff.
No, what did you say you thought Winnie the Poohing was?
I thought it involved a little bit of honey, because they're... It's always looking for a honey jar.
You're not talking about what you were saying earlier. She goes, I guess this is the third time I'll be Dez today. And she doesn't want to say what it was. She goes, I thought it was when you just went and tucked stuff. I thought you got home and you tucked it back there so you could waddle around looking like Winnie the Pooh.
Do you think Winnie tucked his little fake wiener?
I never saw a wiener.
No, it's a kid's show. God.
And then Donald Duck never had a ween either.
Dez, so,
were you really looking for Donald Duck's wiener?
I mean, you just always wondered where it was.
Okay.
No.
Officially, the weirdest, dumbest podcast ever.
I do like that pizza now, though. Oh. Where did you say?
Where's that Southern gentleman's wiener?
Let's go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.